We are in Simin Tov Kuf Yud Ches. We're up to Sivav, and we'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Sivav Behemah Shemesa BeYantif, an animal that died on Yantif. So what would you like to do? You want to feed it to the animals. Im Hoysa Mesukenes Merv Yantif. If it was on its way out, it was already dying on Erev Yantif. Hareza Mechatcho LeKlovim. There it's not Muktzah. You expected it to be animal food, so you're allowed to cut it up and give it to the dogs. And by the way, cutting it up is only mutter if the dogs can't eat it otherwise because it's too big. The halacha is that it's mutter to make food for animals. It is not mutter to make food more appetizing for animals. V'mlo ha'isa mesukenes. What happens if this came unexpectedly? You did not think the animal was going to die. Afa b'isha'isa chol, even though the animal wasn't well. Hareza mukta. It is mukta v'lo yazizenu mekoma, and you should not move it. Now, like this, there are actually two different issues here. The first issue is the issue of muktzah. Muktzah on Yontif is a machlokas rishonim, machlokas to Mechaber and the Ramah. The Mechaber holds a muktzah on Yontif, the Ramah does not hold a muktzah on Yontif. What is muktzah? Muktzah means, do we say that anything that you did not set aside for Yontif is automatically assumed not for Yontif use? So, according to the Mechaber that holds that there is Muktzah on Yontif, so the halacha is that unless it was a Mesukenes, we consider it Muktzah. You did not expect it to be animal food. There is a Deya that even according to the Ramah, if it was actually a healthy animal, it's going to be considered Muktzah. In other words, the Machlokas will be in the case of a Chola. In the case of a Mesukenes, everyone holds its mutter. In the case of a healthy animal, it could be that everybody holds that it's osur midin muktzah, because that's something you're maktzah mamish. You certainly would not dare give it to your animals. Why should you give a healthy animal to your animals? And the homach locus is in chola, where the mechaber would ask you because he holds a muktzah, and the ramah doesn't hold a muktzah. Mishtabur brings down that lemaisa, even the Ramah is going to end up being machmir in the case of chola. The reason there is, even though it's not muktzah, it's nolad. Because when it was a chola, you were still allowed to shecht it, so it was human food. When it died, it became animal food, so that's a nolad. And we already learned, in the Mishtabur really paskins this way, that even though the Ramah does not hold of muktzah on yontif, he does hold of nolad on yontif. So this would have a din of nolad. Siv zayin. Maschilin ba'aremis ha'teven imutiv nesaria v'ispei kotzim sha'omed la'asaka. The halacha is like this. If you're talking about straw sitting around the fields, so the halacha is that all of that you're allowed to use to light a fire on Yontif. Remember, cooking is mutter. You can light a fire to cook on Yontif. That's not a problem. However, the case is that what you did was you set this aside for machal behema. That means you went ahead and made piles of straw that you were going to use for animal feed, or that you were going to put it away for the winter, and then you would use it for fuel to heat your home. One or the other. So that you had absolutely been makze it from use as firewood today. Says the Ramah, nevertheless, if it got ruined, where it's saruach, which means that it is no longer something that an animal would eat, so it's not animal feed anymore. If it's not animal feed anymore, what is it omid for? It's omid for firewood. So that's why you're allowed to use it. However, he says that there are two tanoim. One is that it's tivnesaria, that it's srucha, and the second is ispe kotsim. If it doesn't have kotsim, if it does not have thorns, then it's used in construction. In those days, the way they would use to get their whatever they used as in place of cement, the way they used to keep it from falling apart, we read in the Chumash, was by putting straw inside it. So Memeo, this would be Omid LeBinyan, and it would still be Muktzah LaHasaka. But if it's got thorns, you would not use it in Binyan. All you ever do is burn it. In that case, it would not be Muktzah. Now, the Mishtabur speaks out that this must be talking about dry straw, because if it's moist, it's not Omid LaHasaka. People don't burn them. That for sure. Now, according to the Ramah, all of this would not be a problem, because the Ramah Shita is that there is no Muktzah on Yontif. It's only Nolad. This is not considered Nolad. In a case of just straw sitting around, that you weren't miyachid lebehema, you could have used it for whatever you felt like, even the mechaber would be moda that it is not considered mukta, because it is common for people to take straw and burn it. According to the mechaber who holds mukta, even according to him, it was only also because you had made piles of it where you're going to use it for animal feed or for heating in the winter.